जरिए कदम्ब ट्री, कदम्ब ट्री वॉज नॉट ऑन द बैंक ऑफ यमुना बट काली हरदर ऑन द बैंक ऑफ काली हरदर. At first, Yamuna used to flow nearer to this, but Yamuna badal diya sthan ko kya? And went far away, like a living river. Yet some water is there, but not connection with main current. That is called harbor. Very deep, very long and broad. This is called harbor. It was very large. At first, we see in Vedas and Puranas that Kashyap Rishi has so many wives. Most important was Aditi, and second was Diti, Kadru, so many wives. From Kashyap Aditi, so many in this main form, Sur and Asur. Aditi, Aditi Sur, Diti Vaishya, Kadru, the mother of serpents, Vanika, Vinusa, mother of Garuda and other Pakshi. Varun. So many he has wives. But especially Kadru and Vanita, Vinata, had a struggle. Sapatni bhav. Sapatni, you know?
Some fighting between two wives.
Husband one and two wives. They could not live together.
Peacefully.
Always quarreling. But Kadru was so much fighting mood. Vinata was very, very calm and quiet. She was very good lady, gentle lady. But Kadru was very quarrelsome lady.
Jealous.
Kadru has so many sons. The greatest son was Kaliya, the god of death. So much Bhayankara.
Dangerous.
And he has so much
poison
in his mouth. And was very much proudy, that Kali. All other serpents were also same nature, but she was very, very much proudy. Danta has only one son, two sons, but one son, Varun was younger and he was elder brother. She was very gentle. She was so gentle that Vishnu took Garuda as his vahan. And very pious, he was bhakta. One day, Kadru and Vinta was sitting on a place, and sun was running towards west, from east to west. Kadru said, Vinata, you are saying sun is running on chariot. The chariot is carried by so many horses. She said, Vinata, yes, I am seeing. What is the color of horse tails? She told that They are hot were spice and also said sharp bite. Kadru told no. I am seeing just that black and the cells are also black. No. He told that then we'll have to put the conditions on. And if I am right, the condition will be in my favor. And that condition will, for whole life, one will have to be as a maid servant of other. If one is right, and if one is wrong, then he should be maid servant of other wife. Sitting on Garud, perhaps there are any house. They went nearer to sun. Kadru ordered their sons go at once near a chariot of sun and be cover the tail of horses. You are black, so it will seem blackish. They at once fled and they gone around the tails of horses of sun chariot. Then they saw that the hairs of the tails are black. Then they both came down and Kadru, by that promise, became maid servant forever. When Garud became younger means grown up. Then he saw her mother very, very sorry. She asked the mother, "Why you are always sorry and sorry?" She began to hide this matter, because my son will also be dukhi ho jayega. Sorry. She was hiding, but yet he told bar-bar, again and again, he asked. Then he told the history, and so I am maid servant of Kadru forever. Garu told that, ask my stepmother in what condition she can move to you. Then Kadru went, Vintakan went to Kadru and asked that thing. Kadru told that in the condition you can bring Amrit from heaven. That is hidden in Indra palace, and so Pahredar are there with so many weapons. It is very difficult to bring it. And if you can bring and give it to me, then I will leave you. See, sir, Kadru sir, that if that nectar is bring, then I will give it to my sons and they will be Ajar Amar, immortal. They can defeat Garud. Garud is very shaktishali, very strong. But when they will drink nectar, they will become so much and they can defeat Garud. So he told to Banita. Binta told to his son. He at once fly away to heaven, and defeating Indra soldiers, he took away that pot in which Amrit was, nectar was surakshit. From there he come and sat going to Rasatal, Nagalok. He sat here in this tree, this tree, this tree, Kadamba tree. And he sat for a moment to Haridwar, Prayag, Nasik, Ujjain. But there very few minutes, and here he took rest that this is Vrindavan, and thought that Krishna is my master. He will come in Dwapar Yug, and he will do some, and here my old Shatru,
enemy,
Kali will be defeated by Krishna, who is now living in Kaliya by my force. So he thinking Krishna Bhavishyata Lila, future past times, he sat on the branch of that Kadamba tree. Let this be finished here, this story. Garuda was sitting with nectar on the top of this tree, and that is why when Garuda came from Kali came from Ramanakdip to this place. Why this place he came selected? Because anywhere where Kali will go, Garuda will go there and eat him. So he wanted to go in a very escaped place where he cannot go. He has heard from Narad Rishi that in Vrindavan, in Kali Har, there is a Sauvari Rishi. And he was doing tapasya for 10,000 years without any cloth, without sleeping, always standing in the Jamuna. Whether it may be winter season, warm season, Vasanta Ritu, any time, without taking anything. One day Garuda came there. After so many years after, that story was Saptaju. And this is in Dwapar Yug. Now I am telling. Garuda came there and sat on that very tree and saw that very big fish, male fish, is doing playing with her wives and children. Garuda at once fled and took that most beautiful male fish and went on the tree and began to take it. Then all her wives and children were bitterly crying and went to Rishi that in front of you our husband has been killed by Garuda. Then he at once told Garuda, don't come again in this place. If you come, your head will be at once cut down and you will be finished. Garuda began to laugh. He is only a sadhak, karmi yogi. And Garuda was parikar of Parshad of Narayan. No harm. He only laughed. Narayan took his offense, sovereign. At once he created some calm in the heart of Sovereign Rishi. At once Sovereign left that place and went nearer by. There was a king, you know, Mandhata by name, Ram's dynasty, upward. Mandhata has 50 girls to be married, not married, and they are very, very beautiful. Sovereign went, he has heard, he knew that he has so many, Mandhata has so many ladies, girls. If I can go, my wish will be fulfilled. And he went and proposed that you should give me your one daughter to me, I will marry. He became very sorry. If I am giving my daughter to this old bogus rishi, she is very old. It will be not be suitable for my daughter. My daughter is very beautiful. She is old. She is ugly. She is light, very lean and thin and black.
Ugly.
Ugly. These ears are white. These are white. She told that he, when unhone bahana ba, pretended that you should come tomorrow and I will call a swayambara, you know sir, so you should come tomorrow. Sagari Rishi thought that this king is very rajnitigya and very wise, so he wants to rebuke me. And he does not want to give his daughter to me because I am ugly. Then he told to king, "Oh king, you are very rajnitigya, very clever, and you want to humko thagna chahta hai maine, you want to cheat me. Achha, one thing, you should take me to your Rajbhavan at once. I want to see your daughters only. I don't want to marry. If they like, then they can wed me. Otherwise, I don't. I want to only to see." King at once feared. Feared means?
Became afraid.
Afraid. Because he can do abhisampad.
Yes.
Or, so he took away the Sabri Rishi to his palace. The girls were seeing all where there are 50 girls, very beautiful girls. When he went there, Sabri Rishi, he became at the age of 16, as a Rajkumar. Rajkumar means? Prince. Very, very beautiful. So much garlanded and so much sweet. Seeing at once, they told that we don't delay. We cannot delay. We want to at once
marry him.
Saying, "Oh, yes, you can do." Then Sabri married all these girls. And with them in separate 50 palaces, more than Indra. He lived together with all wives for 1,000 years. Now his race was 30,000 years. 10, 10, 10. After 10 years age he came to tapasya, and 10 years and 10 years now, 10,000. 30,000 years. One day one wife told that, "Oh, it is sunset time. You should do that tree. Oh, sun is going to set. My son is also going to set. I am too old. 3,000 years my age has gone in vain. 30,000. Oh, I will not waste any time." So at once came out of his Raj palace and went away again Vrindavan. And with the song of sadhu, he left the tapasya, everything. Now he was doing harinam, chanting harinam, and doing bhakti, sadhana. And he became Vaishnava. Here, so Kali knew that here Garuda cannot come, so he came here. At that time, Sabri was also there. Not there. So when Kali came, by the course of Garuda or Narayan Swayam, Sabri went from that Kali, that Harada, and Kali with his whole family came, and whole water became
poison.
No bird can fly upon that pond. They all come down. No one cows or any beast or any man, any cow, any calf can come nearer to this place. No tree was there. All they can get. But only that tree was very green. Because Guru taking nectar has stayed on the branches of that tree. Vyas told that he wanted to take water one day before that Leela was, Kaliya Daman was done. Oh, we want to take water. Where water? They don't ask Krishna. They went away without asking Krishna. And when they went near, they became mucha. Senseless became. Cows became all senseless. Krishna said, where are my friends? Where are my cows? They are not returning. So he went forward and saw that all are dying. He went at once far towards them, and nectar came from his eyes, and all were again up. And they went with Krishna. Krishna was thinking, oh, Kali should not stay here. And this heart should be very clear and very quiet. No beast and etc. Next day, Krishna came with all his friends and cows nearer to this place and told his friends, oh, I am going to this tree. Why only this alone tree is green? All are dead. I think that Guru had came with nectar on the branches of this tree. Anywhere a drop of the nectar will be surely on the lips of this tree. So I am going to collect the nectar from the tree. You should wait me here. Why he told, if I am not telling, they will run away with me and all will come and all will be dead. So he checked all these boys not to be there, and he warned them not to come with any cow, that any cows cannot come here. So you should do like this. Krishna went to the tree and he told that I will come just now. Wait a little. If it is vilamba, if it is late, you should still watch and wait for me. He at once ran away to that tree, at time on the top of the tree, that very tree. And from here he jumped up. The water went a mile up and 4 miles hither and thither. Kali was at that time sleeping. He arose. What is going on this? Krishna began to see me by
keeping his
legs on the water level.
Flashing.
Not smoothly like this, but doing this and this was plain. At once Kaliya came and caught hold of Krishna there. And all other things you know from Srimad Bhagavat. So this place and this tree, Kadamba tree, is that very Kadamba tree. Now this time the same tree is there. This is the Kaliya Hrada Kadamba tree.
My philosophy sometimes heart become hard. But by the grace of Srimati Radhika, it becomes very what?
Soft.
Without gopis, without the mercy of gopi, heart cannot be soft. But it is very, very much difficult to have these things. Very, very. Even Jayadeva Goswami cannot write these things. He was confused to write that Krishna is serving Srimati Radhika's feet. He could not write this sentence in Gita Govinda. Hey, Pada Pallam Udharam.
Madagara Lakhandanam Mama Sivasimandanam Dehi Pada Pallam.
Gita Govinda it is written. When he was writing this Gita Govinda, very, very beautiful and very rasapurna grantha.
Rasa.
Full of rasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to hear it by Sarup Damodar and Raya Ramanam in Jagannathpuri cave,
Gambira.
These poems. Jayadeva Goswami was once writing something that Basanti Ras was going on in Radha Kunda, Govardhan. At that time, Radha has some man, intelligent anger. So Krishna wanted to make Srimati Radhika fearful, but could not do. At last he was disappointed. I cannot make Srimati Radhika glad hoga. Understand?
Satisfied.
Then at last he determined to bow down at the feet of Srimati Radhika. Excuse me, further I will not do like this. I will not go to any gopi. I will be always with you. Jayadeva Goswami could not write this thing. He went to bath in Ganges, 2-3 miles away from that, his abode, resistance. When he was in middle, Krishna came in the shape of Jayadeva and told his wife,
Padmavati,
bring that copy which I am writing. He said, why you return from bathing? Have you taken bath? No, I have not taken. But I remember something and I want to write in this.
So bring, I shall go to take bath.
Bring that book, I will write, then I will go to take bath. She brought the copy and what he was written and where he could not write, Krishna wrote with his own hands, Dehi Padapallavam Udaram. Oh, Srimati Radhika, you should be liberal. I am giving my head on your
lotus feet
and begging in my this
because
that you should be satisfied to me and you should Muskan se
smiling He should smile.
You should smile and give me satisfaction. Then Radhika became satisfied and he laughed. So, what Jadeka net write? Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Goswami has written all these things. They are personal secretary to Srimati Radhika. They go from one forest to another forest, searching Radha Krishna. Then they will have mercy upon us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went through all these forests, searching Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu, searching Krishna. Not for India, only to search. Waiting and waiting. Ha Radhe, Brajadevike, Chalalite, He Nanda Suno Kuta, Sri Govardhan Kalpapada Patale, Kalindi Vanne Kuta, Goshantavit Sarvatau Khedai Mahabivalau, Vande Rukshanatanu, Rahujigau, Sri Jigopalaku. O Srimati Radhika, very well. O Lalite, He Vishakhe, very well. Weeping and weeping, crying like mad person. They are running through all the forests.